This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does it mean to offer a false testimony? Focus, brothers and sisters. Why? Because this is, according to our Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the biggest of all sins in existence. Ya Allah. And you and I may be of the perception that false testimony is just about something we do in court. Wait, it's much bigger than that. Messenger said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Bukhari and Muslim narrate, he said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ, shall I not let you know of the biggest of all sins? They said, Bala, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said to them, الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ, associating a partner with Allah. Number two, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, being disobedient to the mother and father. That came number two after associating a partner with Allah. Associating a partner with Allah, عقوق الوالدين, being not dutiful, undutiful to your mother and father. Here comes number three. The narration said, وكان جالسا وكان متكئا فجلس فقال ألا وقول الزور ألا وشهادة الزور ألا وقول الزور ألا وشهادة الزور ثلاث مرات فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت. The narration said the Messenger ﷺ at this moment was lying down. He was speaking to his companions. Even when he is on his side, he is teaching the Ummah, telling them about the greatest of sins. And then when he got to sin number three, he got up. He got up. Something major is about to be said. He said, and false testimony, speaking the false testimony, acting upon the false testimony, speaking the false testimony. He repeated it three times. The narration said he kept repeating it and repeating it till we said we wish he would stop, because it was burdening him. See how he caught the attention of his students when he was teaching alayhi salatu wasalam. We wish he would stop. The aspect of giving false testimony. What is false testimony? As we said earlier, the obvious form of false testimony is what happens in courts. I don't know how it isn't back where you come from, dear brothers, dear sisters, but in our parts of the world, unfortunately, this is a very, let's say it's a prevalent practice, not a very prevalent practice, whereby people sit outside of the courtrooms, and when people are coming in to be judged by the judge, they say to them, بدك شهادة, تريد شهادة, تحتاج شهادة, do you need any testimony? Do you need a testimony? I can vouch for you. I can be a witness for you. It's a stranger. Willing to sell his hereafter for a petty return of dunya. This happens, yeah? And by the way, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ predicted that a day will come when this will happen. The hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, when he was speaking about what will happen towards the end of time, and he said that there will be people who يشهدون ولا يستشهدون. يشهدون ولا يستشهدون. They will give testimony although they will not ask to give a testimony. They give a testimony although they were not asked to give a testimony. But hold on a minute, just before we feel that we've been left scot-free here and that this doesn't apply to us, wait, pause, dear brother, dear sister, wait, ala mahlik. This element of false testimony exists in every single possible professional trade and otherwise. Let's think about it. Let's kind of open up the meaning and create some applicational value to what we are saying now. You haven't revised for an exam. GCSEs, university, postgrad, anything. You haven't revised. And you know that the only way you're going to get out of this sticky situation is by saying to your doctor that what? Not the dog ate it. He couldn't eat anything. I was ill. So you need a sick note. But you know that not any Tom, Dick and Harry is going to give you that sick note. So you go to your friend, you go to your brother, to the local GP. You say, Akhi, look, this is a situation. I need you to sort me out a sick note. He knows you weren't ill. But he helps you out. Yeah, he's your brother. He's got your back. He has just engaged in what? One of the most major of all sins. Shahadatul Zur. False testimony. This is a form of false testimony. Or you have some sort of connection with your teacher or the examining board, and you haven't got the grade that you claim you have. They sought you out a better grade. What is this called? Shahadatu Zur, false testimony. Do you see how relevant this is? you are selling a product, you're selling a car. He says to you, it's off Gumtree, you know, I can't get my money back. So is there anything wrong with the car? You say nothing. It just drives like a dream. And you know that the engine is on its way out, right? And he buys it, you have just engaged in Shahada to Zur. A false testimony. You have had a car accident. And so the guy comes out of the car, he says, look, let's settle this between us. You know, the insurance premiums nowadays are backbreaker. Let's just settle it between us. Go to any garage, give me a quotation, and it's on me. Okay, what do? You go to your Uncle Jamal, who owns a garage around the corner. You say, Uncle, subhanAllah, this happened. Can you give us the very higher end of the prices, please? We might as well take advantage of the situation. If he does that, what has he engaged in? Shahada to Zur, false testimony.